We're not very well able to distinguish between a terrible emergency that's happened to somebody a world away and something that's happened to someone round the corner. We can't really distinguish between them anymore, which is why we get terribly upset by something that has happened to somebody in a soap opera that comes out of Hollywood, and maybe less concerned when it's happened to our sister. We've all become twisted and disconnected, and it's not surprising that we feel very stressed and alienated in the world, because the world impacts on us, but we don't impact the world. Then there's many to one. We have that, but not very well yet, and there's not much of it about. Essentially, our democratic systems are a model of that, and though they're not very good, they will improve dramatically. But the fourth, the many-to-many, we didn't have at all before the coming of the Internet, which of course runs on fiber optics. It's communication between us that forms the fourth age of sand. Take what I said earlier about the world not reacting to us when we react to it. I remember the first moment a few years ago at which I began to take the Internet seriously. It was a very, very silly thing. There was a guy, a computer research student at Carnegie Mellon, who liked to drink Dr. Pepper Light. There was a drinks machine a couple of stories away from him, where he used to regularly go and get his Dr. Pepper, but the machine was often out of stock, so he had quite a few wasted journeys. Eventually he figured out, hang on, there's a chip in there, and I'm on a computer, and there's a network running round the building. So why don't I just put the drinks machine on the network? Then I can poll it from my terminal whenever I want, and tell if I'm going to have a wasted journey or not. So he connected the machine to the local network. But the local net was part of the Internet, so suddenly anyone in the world could see what was happening with this drinks machine. Now that may not be vital information, but it turned out to be curiously fascinating. Everyone started to know what was happening with the drinks machine. It began to develop, because the chip in the machine didn't just say, the slot which has Dr. Pepper Light is empty, but had all sorts of information. It said, there are 7 Cokes and 3 Diet Cokes. The temperature they are stored at is this, and the last time they were loaded was that. There was a lot of information in there, and there was one really fabulous piece of information. It turned out that if someone had put their 50 cents in and not pressed the button, i.e. if the machine was pregnant, then you could, from your computer terminal, wherever you were in the world, log on to the drinks machine and drop that can. Somebody could be walking down the corridor when suddenly, bang, there was a Coca-Cola can. What caused that? Well, obviously, somebody 5,000 miles away. Now that was a very, very silly but fascinating story, and what it said to me was that this was the first time that we could reach back into the world. It may not be terribly important that from 5,000 miles away you can reach